human body is about 60% water, and for many New Orleanians, the other 40% is made up of red beans and rice. Red beans and rice is both sustenance and comfort food there, the very taste of everyday life. And the dish will be on the menu at a benefit Sunday night, September 18th, at the Calhoun School in Manhattan. Robert Searles, better known as Chef Bobo, is executive chef at the school. He cooked in New Orleans restaurants for many years and remains the official chef of the Crew of Orpheus, which parades in New Orleans on Lundi Gras. That's the night before Mardi Gras each year. Chef Bobo joins us from New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, it's a pleasure to be here. And I just might add to that, we plan to parade the next Lundi Gras 2006 as well.
Ah, well, good for you. Now, aside from the red beans and rice, which we'll talk about at greater length, what else is on the menu?
Well, we have gumbo with chicken and shrimp and andouille sausage. We have jambalaya, which is a great New Orleans dish. We have catfish and hush puppies. We have collard greens. We have shrimp po' boys. We have a sandwich that you'll only get made right in New Orleans called a muffalata. And we have New Orleans style bread pudding with a wonderful lemon sauce.
Stop it. I'm going crazy.
Just add one thing, pecan pralines.
What's the significance of red beans and rice? Help us understand that.
You know, when you think of New Orleans, you think about partying and having a good time and celebrating. And you do that all weekend. You spend your paycheck. Monday, you still got to eat. So what do? You go buy some beans and some rice, and you cook up a big pot of red beans and rice, put some ham hocks in it, put some andouille sausage in it. And let me tell you, you have a feast there. And I can tell you this, Scott, on every menu in the city of New Orleans on Monday at lunchtime, you're going to find red beans and rice. I don't care if it's Commander's Palace or Galatoire's, it's going to have red beans and rice on the menu.
How do you get them creamy?
Well, you overcook them.
Oh.
No, you take some of the beans out after they're done, and you mash them up, and you put them back in and stir it in there, and then they start creating a thickening agent.
How much do tickets to this cost?
They're $50 donation for adults, $10 for kids.
What a great bargain.
Isn't it?
To eat like that? To overeat like that?
Come on up and have dinner with us.
Chef Bobo, thanks very much for being with us.
It's just been great. Thank you so much.
Chef Bobo is executive chef at the Calhoun School in Manhattan. That's hosting a benefit dinner for victims of Hurricane Katrina. And for more about the dinner, including a red beans and rice recipe, you can come to our website, npr.org.
My way.